Welcome to Lecture 2 of the Unit on Acquiring Clinical Process Knowledge for the Healthcare Workflow Analysis and Redesign Specialist. We now look at the healthcare organization. Mission, vision, strategic goals, and stakeholders differ from organization to organization in ways that can affect process analysis. For example, a clinic that also serves as a research site will have different information and workflow requirements. They may need a way to know which patients are participating in a research study and a way to schedule and bill separately for study visits and procedures. A public health clinic, on the other hand, performs responsibilities in addition to patient care that impact information and workflow requirements. Public health clinics also oversee directly observed therapy and perform contact investigations for reportable communicable diseases. This information is important because it impacts workflow. It is often publicly available or documented such that a healthcare facility can provide it in document form prior to your initial visit. As a healthcare workflow process analyst and redesign specialist, your time with practice leadership and staff is important. So do your homework at home. Don't waste this valuable time gathering information via interviews or from multiple people. Use valuable time on site only to clarify or fill in gaps otherwise not obtainable. Nothing will irritate busy practice staff like wasting their time. A stakeholder is an individual or group that participates in a process or organization or is impacted by it. Examples of organizational stakeholders or healthcare organization stakeholders include patients, owners or shareholders, suppliers, payers, employees, and regulators. It is important to keep in mind each of the organization's stakeholders. Acquiring knowledge means learning how the practice performs each of its core functions. Some functions are performed by most practices, like billing, prescription writing, office visits, and referrals. Other functions vary according to the type of practice. For example, a small practice may draw blood, but may not perform any lab test, while large practices may have equipment to perform common blood and urine-based lab tests. The lab test, other diagnostic tests and procedures vary by practice size and by specialty. Remember, the goal is to obtain enough information about a process to create a process diagram or document the process in writing so that you can check your understanding with others to make sure you have the information correct and so that you can analyze the process and leverage health information technology where appropriate. Your first step in knowledge acquisition is to develop a list of the main processes at the clinic. We'll call it a process inventory. A separate unit mentioned identification of major processes in use at a healthcare facility. After the processes are listed, the analyst works with leadership at the healthcare facility to identify those that are of high priority for analysis and improvement. All of the processes can be assessed. Some can't feasibly be improved with the available resources. For others, the gain would be too small to make the effort worthwhile. Still others can be improved, but by means other than use of health information technology. After the processes for analysis have been identified, the analyst, working with people from the clinic, creates diagrams of the processes. These graphical representations of the process are used in the process analysis and redesign. We start with a process inventory and diagrams because sometimes they are all that is needed, and they point to areas where different types of objective information may be needed. A separate unit covers creating process diagrams. This unit assumes that students are familiar with at least one method of creating a graphical representation of a process, for example, a flowchart. Some processes are very important, and if the process is not operating well, patient care or practice productivity may suffer. These are high priority processes. Other processes are less significant in terms of patient care and operations. You will likely have to concentrate on high priority processes, those that can be improved, and those that can be improved through health information technology. A process inventory is a list of the main processes used by a practice. You can always start from this list of common processes and add to them with others that are specific to the practice you are working with. If there are more than 20 or 30 processes on your inventory for a practice, you may be working at too detailed a level. If the practice consists of multiple specialties, you will have a larger number of processes on the inventory, and the analysis will take longer. After these instructions, pause the slides. Read the scenarios listed on the slide. They should be included in your course materials. Pretend that these scenarios represent all of the services that a clinic performs. Make a list of the processes. After you have finished, restart the slides, and on the next slides we will go over the results. Pause the slides now. In a real clinic setting, you will have your list of common processes and can make a list or quick one-page diagram of all the functions the clinic performs. In this exercise, you did not have that opportunity and had to go by what was explicitly stated in the scenario and what other processes are implied. For example, patient visit was implied because the patient came to the clinic. Similarly, billing was implied because there is usually a bill where a service is performed. Even in a real clinic setting, you will need to follow up on implied processes to find out if they should be a part of your analysis. For each process, the main activities, roles, locations, flow, and information needs are identified, i.e., this is the knowledge that needs to be acquired. Further, knowledge acquisition and analysis, covered in a separate unit, are intertwined. To analyze a process with the goal of health information technology implementation, you will need to identify which of several common process variations are in use at a clinic and what the likely exceptions are. This information is elicited during knowledge acquisition. Exercises on doing this are in the process analysis unit. A complete analysis of a process is one that takes into account each process participant's point of view, especially patients. The act of acquiring the knowledge is just as important as the resulting diagram or other process documentation. An analyst goes through a period of learning when they seek the information to create process diagrams. delineating the process steps, their sequence, how that sequence is decided, who or what performs the process steps, where they are performed, and what the information needs are is a structured way for analysts and practice staff alike to view the process from a different perspective. The act of reducing a process down to these aspects prompts questions about why the process is done that way or why a task is done at all. The act of acquiring knowledge is often where process problems or opportunities for improvement are identified. A simple story illustrates this. I met a process analyst at a recent meeting. The analyst told a story about a visit that he made to a clinic practice for the purpose of process analyst. He observed several members of the practice as they performed their jobs. The analyst noticed that the receptionist made a copy of each patient's insurance card for their chart. For everyone, about 50 per day, she went to the copier at the opposite end of the office. Upon observation, it was obvious that getting a small copier for the front desk would save a lot of time. Time that could be used by the receptionist to return patient calls or respond to calls for appointments faster. The analyst made this simple suggestion based on his observation, that is, in the process of gathering information to create process diagrams. The diagrams do not in themselves impart any magic. The magic happens when we use a structured way to think about processes, and there are many such ways. The diagrams are a good way to document and communicate the results of this process. For each process in your inventory, identify process participants, facility procedural manual, and information used and produced in the process. Clinic leadership and staff that take part in a process at a healthcare facility are a main source of knowledge about the clinic processes. These are the individuals that you should observe or interview to acquire process knowledge. After these instructions, pause the slide. Read the scenario on the slide and make a list of the process participants. Indicate which individual or individuals you would interview or observe to gather information about the process. After you have finished, restart the slides, and on the next slide, we will go over the results. Pause the slides now. These references are provided for your use and were used in the development of this lecture.